Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Hey, everyone. Dylan Brooks here. Your daily dose of stoic wisdom with a side of real talk. Ever feel like you're navigating a minefield when it comes to relationships? Like one wrong step could lead to a full-blown explosion. Trust me, I get it. Building healthy connections can be tough, especially in our crazy, fast-paced world. But guess what? There's a superpower that can help us avoid those relationship landmines. Empathy. That's right, folks, today we're diving deep into the power of understanding and connecting with others on a deeper level. We're talking about building bridges instead of walls, fostering genuine connections, and creating relationships that actually nourish our souls. Because let's be honest, life is way more enjoyable when we've got people in our corner, right? Now, I know what you might be thinking, empathy. Isn't that just feeling sorry for someone? Nope. Empathy is so much more than that. It's about stepping into another person's shoes, trying to see the world from their perspective, and truly understanding their experiences, even if they're different from your own. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you unlock the power of empathy in your relationships. 1. Listen actively. This isn't just about hearing words. It's about absorbing them, feeling them, and responding thoughtfully. Put down your phone, make eye contact, and really focus on what the other person is saying. You know that feeling when someone truly listens to you, like they get you? That's the magic of active listening. 2. Ask powerful questions. Curiosity is key. Instead of assuming you know what someone's thinking or feeling, ask open-ended questions that encourage them to share their perspective. Try things like, "What's that like for you?" or "Tell me more about how you feel." Remember, the goal isn't to solve their problems, but to understand their experience. 3. Validate their feelings. Even if you don't agree with someone's viewpoint, acknowledging their feelings is crucial. Phrases like, "That sounds really frustrating," or "I can see why you'd feel that way," go a long way in showing empathy and building trust. You're not necessarily saying you agree, you're saying you understand. 4. Practice perspective taking. Imagine yourself in the other person's shoes. What are they going through? What challenges might they be facing? This doesn't mean you have to agree with their actions, but it helps you see the situation from a different angle and build compassion. 5. Be patient and forgiving. Building strong relationships takes time and effort. Everyone makes mistakes, so be patient with yourself and others. Learn from your missteps and strive to understand instead of judging. After all, empathy is a muscle that gets stronger with practice. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine your best friend is going through a tough breakup. They're feeling heartbroken, confused, and maybe even a little angry. Now, here's where empathy comes in. Instead of saying things like, "Just get over it," or "There are plenty of fish in the sea," try showing genuine understanding. You could say something like, "I'm so sorry you're going through this. That must be really painful." Then, truly listen to what they have to say. Offer a shoulder to cry on, but avoid giving unsolicited advice unless they ask for it. Sometimes, all someone needs is a safe space to vent and feel heard. That's the beauty of empathy. It creates connection and support in times of need. So, remember, folks, empathy isn't just a feel-good buzzword. It's a powerful tool that can transform our relationships. By practicing active listening, asking thoughtful questions, validating feelings, taking perspectives into account, and being patient and forgiving, we can build stronger, healthier connections with the people who matter most. Don't forget to share this episode with your friends and family. Let's spread the power of empathy. And don't forget to hit that subscribe button so you never miss an episode of Clarity First. We'll be back tomorrow with another dose of stoic wisdom to help you navigate the ups and downs of life. Until then, keep striving for clarity and connection.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.